When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Commanders are a 9-win team. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like they are on? I don't want to say that they're teeter tottering on extinction, because that's not fair. I'll leave bold, outlandish statements
for tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow. Does it feel like they're a 9-win team though, and that the arrow is still very much pointing up, or does it feel like the arrow is kind of like, I don't know, going east and west as opposed to north? Does that make sense?
Is stagnant, yeah. One of them? I would say it's still pointing up, but it's probably going 5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that you should write home about. Would be mm-hmm. highly encouraged, because again, as I will repeatedly say, as Lowell would do, after Thanksgiving, there's no forgiveness. You've already been warned. There's no more excuses. You had your bye week. You're going through your prep. You're either going to be ready for this or you're not. And the only thing they did that to me was encouraging mm-hmm. was that they found a way to win on the road, which is encouraging.
Right.
That ain't easy. So I'll give them credit for that. But by no sense of the imagination do I want anybody to think that performance mm-hmm. is going to get them to beat a good team.
Right. Because this is Tell the Truth Tuesday, right? They do Tell the Truth Monday. Exactly. Yeah. You have to play a lot better. Now, like Jay Gruden said, and I'm sure like it's permeated around the building. Hey, man, you win a game in the NFL on the road, it's a good win,
it's a
period.
Great win.
Right? All right. And you're saying it's a great win. I said it was a got away with it win.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they did enough good things mm-hmm. to win, but they got away with enough bad things, not great things, controversial calls, clock malfunctions, what have you,
mm-hmm.
and mistakes that they made. They got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, you can't play anything close to how they played on Sunday and expect to beat not only Philadelphia, but I don't know if you played like last night. Maybe you would. I don't know if you beat Atlanta and Kirk Cousins.
Well,
maybe
yeah, you do them because they're garbage.
Right.
See, right now I'm not messing with anybody that's mediocre.
Right.
Atlanta's mediocre. Right. If you can't beat me, Atlanta, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. That's why I said the drumstick drop. No more farting around. The gloves are off. If you get off by saying, well, are they better than last year? Who couldn't be? Stop patting yourselves on the back. You got this kid at 5 who's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
If you waste a year of his career, that's on you. Because he scares the bediggins out of everybody.
Yeah.
Now you got one. No excuses now. Now I'll give them a pass on this one because they won. And don't take a viral attack. Be honest, badass out, and you won. And he's in the room with the rest of the big boys. So the Fat Five, you think they weren't ill? You think some people weren't? They were not 100%. Very seldom do you get a chance to play 100%.
Right.
But I'm looking at this, I stuck an asterisk by it myself personally, because I go, they'll be better just because they'll be healthier. That offensive line, there's no way you can convince me that if Biotish is out,
mm-hmm.
then maybe one or two of them should have joined him.
Well, listen, I mean, I bringing up Yadish, I was going to ask about the run game or whatever, but I'll just ask right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cosme obviously got paid, and he deserves to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Coleman's just a rookie. Allegretti's a veteran who's starting really consistently for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yadish is the most important player on that offensive
badass
line, and
badass.
He might be the one. I mean, I don't know if he's... I mean, clearly Jaden is the most important player on offense.
Oh, yeah.
And Terry is 1A.
Yeah.
But is Yadish 2? Or is he 1B?
Either one you want to do, because without him, Terry won't get the ball. So without him, look how many things won't happen. That's why when I say
a good running, how about a good running game won't happen?
Well, that's also to the designer, too.
Yeah, well.
If you want somebody to go 8-hole instead of 2-hole, that's on you. I'm going the straightest path is straight ahead. Fastest path, straight ahead.
Do you think Biotis's absence and the fact that they weren't prepared for it, meaning he woke up Sunday morning sick or maybe they knew
it's
Saturday.
Not an excuse.
Do you think they would have tossed out part of the game plan?
Oh, that we'll never know, but that's on them. Everybody that makes a team, they chose you.
They should be
able
to.
You're ready to play. Right. I don't want to buy that.
So you don't think Michael Dieter being in –
mm-mm.
If you had to guess, nobody mm-mm. knows, but if you had to guess, you wouldn't say that they had to alter significantly the game plan.
Oh, of course, it's not going to be. If Russ Grimm and Bostic aren't, you're not going to be able to do everything you'd like to do.
Right.
But we got to be able to run our offense. Right. Otherwise, why is he in the game? Why did he make your team? He didn't cost them it. He would have cost them had he fumbled, had we had a rash of fumbles. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he earned that right. He got in. It was professionally operated. I would have been have a problem more so with the play caller than the plays that were running.
Well, because Tua, like I was talking with Jay yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two of the first three plays, mm-hmm. I'm trying to pull it back up here.
I heard you.
I think two of the first three plays, they ran for like 7 yards and I'm trying to pull it up just so that I'm accurate here. Here it is. The first run play was... You know, a Jaden scramble, 1 yard, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. The first run was a 1 yard run from Brian Robinson, but then they ran for 9 yards and 5 yards. I think the 5 yarder to the left end was they had penetration up the middle. Basically, I think it was in the left side A gap. Maybe it was in the B gap between Coleman and Allegretti. I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
Guy shot the hole, and B Rob kind of danced around him, cut upwards to his left, and got 5 yards out of it after a 9. So they had some success running in a very small sample size, Doc, early, and then they seemed to get away with it and get into this rhythm of Jaden Daniels beating New Orleans with his arm. And quite honestly, he was efficient and he was effective. Now, it took a really, really, really hellacious effort from Terry McLaurin for that first touchdown to go down the way it did. But it seemed like they got away from the run game a little bit too early for me.
But that could have been just our preference. That's how I always feel. But again, that's their prerogative. Do it any way you want to do it. I'm not going to get in their business. But I'll tell you who will, Philadelphia. You mess around and do this to placate your own ego, go right ahead. Now you got a team that you might not be physically capable of punching them in the face. New Orleans, everybody, nobody's afraid of New Orleans. The hell you doing running away from New Orleans? You help them, because if they do anything decent, it is Chase. What? I'm running right at Chase Young, like everybody else does.
I couldn't believe they didn't do that more.
Which
I've been screaming about that all week.
Because he will run you down. Yeah. Chase has never, ever been slow on giving you that kind of effort. But again, whatever. They won the game, but if they don't look themselves in the mirror and go, we got away with one,
mm-hmm.
then shame on them.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If they didn't want to run into the New Orleans front, which it looked like they didn't want to do without Biotis, with whatever, good luck this Sunday.
No, you got no luck.
Going against those two behemoths
luck
in the middle of the line.
Luck's not going to help you. But what may help you is that if those kids were not 100%,
You had a bad
stomach, a viral. See, I think I'm giving the viral deal a little bit more than they care to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them. I wouldn't say it either way. Mm-hmm. Why? You won the game. Get the hell out of there. It's over. All attention now goes to Philly.
Right.
But if you're patting yourself on the back, You better be glad they started the bum they started in New Orleans and not the backup. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have had a victory Monday.
Yeah.
It was that close.
No, you're right. Because Spencer Rattler, I don't want to say he carved them up, but he certainly played significantly better than Jake Haener. And I don't know why they made the decision that they did. Haener looked scared.
He was frightened.
Didn't he?
He was frightened.
Yeah. I mean, the interception was because of pressure from Javonte Jean-Baptiste off the left end.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Like Haener, the couple of times that he got sacked on the first drive, Deron Payne like was there, and somebody came around, and I don't remember if it was Dorrance or somebody like that, and Deron Payne barely even touched him. It was almost like he just showed up, and it was like the boogeyman, and Jake Haener went down. And then there was another sack, I think it was Dorrance's sack, where he came rushing around left end, and he got there pretty damn quickly, and like Haener like just fell down and like didn't want to get hit. And listen, I don't want to get hit either. But you're an NFL quarterback. You got to be willing to take a hit, right?
Well, the way those guys called the game, you should have taken the hit because they had given you 15.
Yeah, well, that's
true. And maybe a condo in Florida. Yeah. I mean, it's just – but it's called bad on both sides. So I'm not riding that pony. But it's embarrassing across the board with that. But that's a different topic. We got away with the W. Man, I'm going to accept that, but also look at it and go – you listen to all the shows and you go, and everybody's saying the same thing. You see everybody on the format says it, that McCaffrey, can he get a look? You get to Ertz makes the play of the day, which was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Games were just amazing. And that we get people who step up, you get one shot, you don't seem to want to go back to them. And it's somewhat confusing. And I go, well, did you win? Yes. Would we have won this in past? No, never. And then you watch the rest of the league and look how crazy things are and going on, and you go, 9, could be 10, but how good is the team? Are we peaking? Are we going to be able to play our way into playoff contention and playoff success?
Mm-hmm.
And that right now, I'd go, to be seen. I got to see it. Because I just don't have enough sample size.
Well, the recent sample size separated by a bye is they dominated a bad team in Tennessee. Just ran all over them.
The way they should.
And then they struggled to extinguish and barely beat a bad team that was better than people gave them credit and more competitive and more feisty and more plucky and all that stuff in New Orleans. So does that – and then the game before that, obviously, was a horrendous loss to a bad Dallas team.
Yeah.
So the recent sample size is not very good.
And we haven't figured out that yet.
Yeah.
We kind of wanted to get away from it. I did too. But we still haven't discovered it. They still stink.
And you're talking about Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she's –
But they did beat you.
That's my point. And I accept that. So I'm still trying to figure out – are we going to be as good as we're capable of being? Because we do have something special. That kid, 5, watch every highlight of every game.
Gives you a chance to win every
you
game.
You got a chance.
Gives you a chance.
Now you're going to take advantage of it.
But they need more than him, though.
Yeah, the corner. So you made another good move. You made another good move.
Well, I want to get into get into that next in terms of how maybe they can attack Philadelphia, because that's going to be an interesting part of this.
Did you see Brown?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he finally woke up.
Dude, uncoverable.
Boom.
You better hope.
But you at least have a chance with Lattimore.
Oh, yeah.
You at least have a chance.
No. You got a chance, but nobody's going to stop him but them.
You don't have to stop.
Right.
But can you control? Can you contain?
Well, okay.
We'll talk about it next.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yes, the Commanders are getting set for the Philadelphia Eagles, who come in on a 10-game winning streak. Are they unbeatable? Are you feeling – my sense is this fan feels like they lost on Sunday as opposed to winning. And – well, that was my sense yesterday.
If they do, then.
Yeah. I think that's wrong. We'll examine that more as well.
But they're smart to realize their eyes aren't lying to them.
It's okay to think it wasn't an impressive win. But it was a win.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to fix. And maybe in some way, a lot of things to fix keeps their heads squared on, screwed on tight, and makes the practice week feel like
we just came out of a bye.
A sense of urgency.
We thought the practice was great throughout the bye.
That's what they say. They always say that.
They needed rest. We got rest.
Yeah, they always say that.
Bull manure.
People should stop talking.
Yeah.
Except for us. We got to talk. Yeah. That's what we do.